Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
A negotiation expert's advice on how to save the Colorado River.
I don't need to win the argument. What we need to do is find the solution.
On Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z Water Dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
Munch, munch, munch. Someday I will be a beautiful butterfly.
This is Sandra Tsingla with the lowdown on science. Caterpillars spend their days busily feasting, turning carbon-rich leaves into nitrogen-rich poo. This means less falling leaves and more caterpillar poop washing into nearby lakes. This can change the balance of carbon and nitrogen in the water. Is it just a drop in the bucket, or does it make a real difference? Enter Samuel Woodman at the University of Cambridge and team. They analyzed 30 years of Canadian government surveys. These included information about insect outbreaks and the water chemistry of over 10 lakes. Results? Insect outbreaks occur at least every 5 years. These outbreaks resulted in about 20% less carbon in lake waters, but they also found more than twice as much nitrogen. And after an outbreak, the lake chemistry never quite bounced back. The researchers think these tiny critters may contribute to climate change by decreasing the amount of carbon a lake maintains. Here's hoping my munchies just contribute to my waistline and not my big fat carbon footprint.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California Irvine Science Communication and LAIST, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
The 1992 Los Angeles uprising, the Cambodian genocide, Japanese-American incarceration. What you know isn't always the full story. Our new podcast, Inheriting, about Asian American and Pacific Islander families where the past is personal.
Korean Americans, we call it sa-i-gu.
Did you ever realize when you were a child that you became an orphan?
Camp was such a hard time. How do you think you got through it?
Listen to Inheriting from LAIST Studios and the NPR Network, wherever you get your podcasts.